We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Atlanta Falcons GM Terry Fontenot, he talked to the media yesterday, and he talked about the importance of knowing how top-heavy or not each of the various positions are in this year's draft. It's one of the many things that he talked about. We'll try to get you that sound in just a moment here. But, we have it now. Let's go.
So you have to – we have to do with the draft, right? Because every draft is different. Every draft board is different. But what we always need to know is, okay, these are the positions that are deep, top to bottom, okay? These are the positions that are top heavy. And to get a player, then it's going to have to be in the first two rounds to get someone that's going to – come in and make your team, make an impact on your team. And these are the positions that there's not anybody at the top, but then there can be more guys at the bottom. So you have to know the strengths and weaknesses and how each position stacked. But then the variable in that is you can get into the draft. Like, we can say this position is really strong, but if they have a huge run on them, because it's all about what's going to be at your particular pick, right? So it all comes down to the draft and how the board actually comes off. But
well, this is what happens. This is what we've talked about with runs on certain positions.
Yeah.
And that's what, to his point, what he's saying is positions that are top heavy, when there is a run on those positions, that's when teams that maybe have a need there, they'll get desperate and they'll say, let me jump up. Whereas teams that maybe they have depth at that position, they can say, well, I can move back because I know that I'm going to have some suitors calling for this pick. But then it's also like that's the one reason why I've been torn on to say that they need to do that. That if Odunze is this the one we've talked about the most, or Neighbors is there at eight, that I think they would pull the trigger instead of, I think they would field calls no matter what. But yeah. That's why I'm a little bit torn on that, if they would pull the trigger on him or maybe still a Latu or Dallas Turner or whatever, because that receiver position for the way this offense runs is pretty deep, because you've got guys like Ricky Pearsall and Ladd McConkey who will be there probably in that second, third round. Now, McConkey not, I think, but Pearsall probably – actually, both those guys could be gone mid-second round.
Yeah.
But they're guys that could still be there, and you're going to be drafting early second round.
I do agree with you. I think wide receiver is probably, if not the deepest position, I think it's one of the deepest position in this year's draft. And honestly, in a roundabout way, this is kind of the reason why I've questioned that it's just chalk that you're going to take Dallas Turner at eight, because I don't think – that the edge position is top heavy, and it's not to say that he's not a good edge player, but I think that it's the line is a lot more blurred, I think, with the top of the edge players and the bottom of the edge player. I think the line's a lot more blurred. I think you have deep wide receivers, but I think it's very clear who the top three are as far as those wide receivers go. I think it's very blatant that your top three wide receivers are the ones that'll come off the board first, but there's still talent into the third and fourth round.
And can I throw like a little wrench in here and something we've kind of seen peeking in here? Edge rusher, this defense might not be a guy that's going to stand up and come off the edge like Latu or Turner. It might mean kind of that Byron Murphy player, like that fits in the mold of what Aaron Donald has done in the recent past, and J.J. Watt did. That defensive tackle, pass rusher. I mean, I know that sounds odd, but that's when you hear hybrid defense, you don't necessarily need. You don't have to have that Dallas Turner. Troy Anderson maybe could turn into that position, or like a poor man's version of it, he's got some of the attributes. So I think edge rusher doesn't always mean, you know, the guy, defensive end, traditional or stand-up guy in a traditional 3-4, if that makes sense.
And it doesn't sound odd, but you can also look at them as two separate things, pass rushers and defensive tackles, because Fontenot, he talked about how there are a lot of good guys that fit those molds in this year's draft.
Yeah, some good pass rushers, not just at outside linebacker. There's defensive ends. There's defensive tackles. There's some good pass rushers in this draft. There's different types. You got the guys that win with power, the guys that win more with speed. You got the well-rounded players, the versatile players that you can move around. It's a premier position, not just saying the outside linebacker is a premier position, the defensive. If you have a pressure player, it is. It's premier, no different than a corner. Right, those are premier positions, and so at any point, if you can get them, it doesn't matter what you have in your building. If you can get them, you definitely want to get them. And there's some good ones in this draft, I would say, at both positions.
I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what to think of interior defensive linemen in this year's draft. I mean, and the line is blurred. I think when you look at a lot of these guys, you know, we talked, Bo, you and I talked this morning about Jerzon Newton out of Illinois. He was actually the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Byron Murphy's a guy that. I see Byron Murphy being mocked anywhere from like 7 to like 30. Like, who knows where he's going to go? Because I do think interior defensive line is a position that can be game-changing, but I think it's very, very top-heavy in this draft. Like, I think you have to get one of the top, let's call it 5 guys, or you might be, you know, back in the 5th, 6th, 7th round in terms of who you're going to bring in. So I think there's a number of guys. Braden Fisk is a guy we've talked about a ton who had a great combine and did a lot of good things down at Florida State for that team. Next to Jared Verse, I think he can be a game changer. But when you get down into some of the mocks and you get past the, you know, the Chris Jenkins of the world, the Michigan guy, you're really starting to slide back into the third round and, you know, look at Mike Hall from Ohio State, who's been mocked to us a number of times as well. So it's to Terry's point, it's all about runs, and it's all about where you see the value in these guys and what you really need for your defense.
Yeah, and speaking of defense then, what is all this? What could it mean for Calais Campbell, right? So the door isn't closed for him yet. Here's Fontenot.
Yeah, again, no update at this point, but we'll never close any doors. You know, we'll get through the draft, and then once we get through the draft, we always go through the players that are available and what we can do. It's a 24/7, 365 process, the roster building. We're never stopping. The roster is never set, so we won't close any doors.
No one would rather have Calais Campbell back than me. I freaking love the dude as a human being.
We all co-sign on that.
Professional, but he also
he's dedicated and he has high character.
Yeah, that's right. He's one. He's got both. He's very few that has both. I'm telling you, this team is better with him. He did not lose steam last year. I do give Arthur Smith a ton of credit. And Ryan Nielsen, the way they handled his schedule. So if we could get Calais back, I think it'd be great, especially if we got a young player on that front defensive line. By the way,
ding.
Mm-hmm. This draft breakdown of Terry Fontenot's draft press conference yesterday is brought to you by the W Sauce. Get over to WSauce.com, find a retailer near you. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
It's not an arrogance, it's a confidence.
That's right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.